Report: Biden has only given 12 one-on-one interviews since taking office, less than Obama, Trump. By Wendell Hasebo on November 23, 2021. President Joe Biden has reportedly only given 12 one-on-one interviews since taking office, far less than predecessors Barack Obama and Donald Trump. The Republican National Committee's rapid response team confirmed to Breitbart News Biden has conducted just 12 one-on-one interviews since taking office in January. That compares with more than 50 for Mr. Trump and more than 100 for Barack Obama in the same period, New York Times reported Tuesday. Biden has refrained from being interviewed by The Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Associated Press, and Reuters, The Times noted. Even friendly venues like Late Show with Stephen Colbert have gone unvisited. Politico reported that Biden has only given 3 paper interviews during his presidency. Those were given to The Times columnist David Brooks, CNN's Edward Isaac Devere, and People magazine. Biden has instead preferred to give interviews to NBC, CBS, ABC, and CNN. Biden's last interview was in October with CNN's Anderson Cooper. During his appearance, Biden made at least 8 awkward gaffes. At one point in the interview, Biden asked Cooper what he was doing at the town hall. "What am I doing here?" Biden wondered. In another strange instance during the media event, Biden held his arms out while clenching his fists. According to Politico, Biden's October interview on CNN was the first one-on-one interview since Labor Day. The lack of interviews reflects the bunker mentality this White House has taken with the media, particularly the extensive back-and-forths where reporters can follow up, push, and prod, the publican suggested. Biden's bunker mentality comes as a Politico/Morning Consult poll last week revealed a plurality of registered voters think Biden is not mentally fit, while only 40% believe he is in good health. The same poll also showed a majority of registered voters believe Biden is untrustworthy, dishonest, and incapable of leading the nation. Hungry for interviews, the establishment media is worried Biden's lack of media appearances may be impacting his polling numbers. But Democrat strategist James Carville told The Times he is skeptical Biden's polling number can be revived by increasing media appearances. "I suspect that they are of the understandable view of, what difference does it make?" Carville said. "Why do I have to sit there and be interrogated for 20 minutes when all I can do is make a mistake? And I can't move a popsicle in terms of poll numbers? What they're missing is salesmanship," Carville added. "Everybody wants to be a policy maven. And no one wants to go door to door and sell pots and pans." Yet Biden may not have any successful policies to sell the American people. Biden's policies have thus far led to 30-year high inflation, while gas prices have tripled since 2020. Crime, too, is spiking around the country. The Post reported Tuesday that homicides increased in 29 major U.S. cities compared to 2020. Wages for American workers have also shrunk during Biden's presidency. Inflation-adjusted average hourly earnings for production and non-supervisory employees fell by 0.7% in October, Breitbart News reported November 11. Regarding foreign policy, Biden has been soft on China and caused a deadly evacuation from Kabul in September. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.